Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Awards are stupid. Every real estate office has some framed five diamond president's award thing by the desk. Every hotel check-in has some gold circle service thing. Every car salesman's a platinum jubilee winner. And it's all a big jerk-off. It is. The hotel sucks. The real estate person is stupid. And the only thing the car salesman is good at is ripping you off. And why? Because awards don't mean a damn thing. It's stupid. They're all stupid. All the award shows on TV. Honestly, it is beyond me that we feel the need to set aside a night to give out these bowling trophies. 6 times a year, so all these people can pat each other on the back about how much money they're making, boring the piss out of half the world. And if I hadn't already won all these awards, I would not be talking like this.
In Hollywood, the winner is Dick Van Dyke.
In Hollywood, the winner is Lucille Ball.
The winner is... All in the Family.
And the winner is... Mary Tyler Moore. So Mary Tyler Moore.
And the winner is... Michael Conrad from Hill Street Blues.
And the Emmy goes to... Late Show with David Letterman.
And the Emmy goes to... Everybody Loves Raymond.
And the Emmy goes to... James Gandolfini from The Sopranos.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Very happy you could join us on this late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, live from the Allstate Skyline Studios. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. The Primetime Emmy Awards air on Monday night this week, and this is the first time in a long time, I think it's always been on Sunday night, that it airs on a Monday night. Games of Thrones led the nominations with 22 nods, including Outstanding Drama, against last year's winner, The Handmaid's Tale, The Americans, The Crown, Stranger Things, This Is Us, and Westworld will also compete for Top Drama and Top Comedy, which I'm a kind of a comedy guy, aren't you, Roger Bash?
Yeah, I'm a joke. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. That came out wrong.
No. That's not what you meant to say. Okay. Here's the nominees. Atlanta, Barry.
Right.
Blackish, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Glow, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Silicon Valley, and The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Good morning, Roger Badish.
Well, good morning, Dave Plyer.
Ashley, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
So obviously the show is so centered around television because I love TV. And I'm a geek when it comes to all that. And that was a nice little montage, Ashley, for so many shows that have won over the decades. And I really enjoyed the Emmys because it's a lot of people that I see on television. Now, it's funny because if you don't have Netflix, you're not going to get
right.
a lot of what's happening here yeah. because that has been, honestly, one of the biggest award nominations has been for just alone for Netflix. I mean, they've broke some big records here today.
They have been putting out on Netflix over the last couple of years just a ton of original programming. It's just been amazing.
The streaming giant dethroned HBO for most nominations, a title the cable network has held for almost two decades. Now, think about that. Like,
yeah.
You know, with the ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, it's already been 20 years where HBO has dominated that, and now Netflix has come around. So Netflix had 112 nominations, and HBO had 108. So let's talk a little bit about drama series. Last year, it was The Handmaid's Tale. Are you a Handmaid's Tale watcher, Ashley?
I am not, but I was doing some research on it, and it sounds very dark, first of all.
Oh, it's very good. I like the show. Yeah.
You've seen it?
I've seen that. I've seen The Americans, which is also a nominee. I think The Americans might be in its, is it in its final season? That might be in its final season. The Crown. I've seen The Crown. I've seen The Crown, believe it or not, in all the travel I did last year. For some reason, that's one of the shows that I've watched on the plane, especially when I went to Great Britain late last year. Game of Thrones. I'm a little bit behind on Game of Thrones, but it's a great show, obviously. Stranger Things, have you seen that? Anybody?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, both years or both seasons or whatever you want to call them.
That's kind of a cool, creepy show.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait for the next one. Plus, it's cool to see all the nostalgic stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Paul Reiser in that, too, at some point?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was the doctor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Ashley, what do you think here? This Is Us? Have you watched This Is Us?
I have not. No.
That's the only network show on this whole piece. People love this show.
And that's why I'm picking it. Because it has, when it's on, I don't watch it, but when it's on, I see more posts on social media when it ends, like there's a surprise ending.
Oh, it's a warm and fuzzy show, but it's a very.
And so much response from viewers on social media, more so than these other shows, though based on a lot of input, I have seen a ton of stuff about Handmaid's Tale. And consistently, not just like one episode or the last episode of the season where suddenly there's a twist that no one predicted and everyone's talking about it. I'm looking at a season-long effect of a show as the criteria for picking the best drama. So I'm going with the This Is Us.
Westworld is the other one. Pundits out there, they believe that The Handmaid's Tale will win once again. That's what they're saying. So we'll have to see what happens next week. Let's see here. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Jason Bateman for Ozark. Ozark is absolutely one of my favorite shows. I love that show. It's a Netflix show. And, you know, he usually plays a comedy, and there's a little tongue-in-cheek in this thing, but it's pretty dark. Jason Bateman for Ozark, Sterling Brown for This Is Us, Ed Harris for Westworld, Matthew Rice for The Americans, Milo Ventimiglia, I think that's how you pronounce
it. That's easy for you to say.
Am I getting that right? This Is Us. And Jeffrey Wright for Westworld. Lead actress, Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale, Claire Foy for The Crown, and Sandra Oh for Killing Eve, Kerry Russell for The Americans. It's going to be Elizabeth Moss. I have a feeling that
I think so too.
Take over again. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama, David Harbour from Stranger Things is involved in that one. It's a lot of the same shows in all of this. Right. Outstanding comedy.
Outstanding comedy series. Okay.
There is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Only one network show. So do you have
So
let me ABC. List them. Let me list them.
Okay.
Atlanta, Barry, Blackish, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Glow, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Ashley, which one of these have you do you watch regularly?
I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I think that's just because I'm an old soul and that's been around for so long. It's such a classic just to watch it, and the fact that it's still great is awesome.
Barry is, I have to say, a brilliant show. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant show. It's got Henry Winkler in it, too, which I love.
He's
Henry.
Up for an award, too.
He is. Yeah, first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Barry, I think, and I know Nick DiGilio, who's
loves
got the slot
Atlanta.
During the week.
He loves Atlanta.
He loves Atlanta, but he loves Barry, too.
Yeah.
I know he loves Barry.
But Atlanta was out before Barry, so I think he watched Atlanta for quite a while before Barry came on the scene, and then he's a Barry fan, too.
Blackish is funny. Curb, I, you know, Curb's a little bit removed because it was on earlier in the season already, and all done. That the season was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It is not tired in my mind. Glow, mm-hmm. I don't watch Glow. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I don't watch. Silicon Valley, I've seen. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is also very funny. But Atlanta is one that there's buzz about, mm-hmm. but the dark horse, they say, is Barry. Could be Barry.
Possible, yeah.
In all of this.
Yeah.
Larry David, again, nominated for Curb Your Enthusiasm. Ted Danson, The Good Place. Anthony Anderson for Blackish. Donald Glover for Atlanta, and William H. Macy for Shameless. They think Atlanta will cover that one as well. Mm-hmm. Lead actress in a series. Let's see, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
That's what
Rachel
I'm going with.
Brosnahan? Okay.
Yeah. Because that has continually, from week to week, gotten good press.
But you know who always wins this category is Allison Janney. Allison Janney. But the one, and she's
Lily Tomlinson. Yeah.
Yeah, Lily Tomlinson here too. But the big winner for this category was Julie Louis-Dreyfus. But because Veep didn't air last year because, you know, she had breast cancer, she was fighting.
Oh, that's right.
But she has covered, I think she had, she's won 6 or 7 Emmys already, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, between Seinfeld and this show as well. Let's see what other categories we have here. Variety sketch series. I can't imagine why Saturday Night Live wouldn't win, but it's At Home with Amy Sedaris, Drunk History, I Love You America, Portlandia, Saturday Night Live, and Tracy Ullman Show, which I didn't even know Tracy.
And guess who I'm picking?
Who are you picking?
At Home with Amy Sedaris.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
I just think it's a fresher show. From what I've read, again, I do not have this as a selection on Amazon Prime or any of my subscription services on my Roku. But just from what I've read in social media, that I think this might be the dark horse, if there is one in this category.
All right. Outstanding reality competition series, Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Project Runway, RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. I'm going with the Amazing Race. They win every year.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. I don't see any of the other ones in these categories are that fabulous.
Top Chef is the one I put my mark
second place.
But they've been, and I know Amazing Race has been around for a while, and it is kind of cool how they come up with new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Outstanding variety talk series. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, The Late Late Show with James Corden, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Now, I'll just say this out loud. Many of these shows are so far left, I can't watch them. There was a time with any of these shows, and I don't sound like an old guy here, but but Johnny Carson, he made fun of everybody, and he kept it in the middle.
Right.
And at night, I want to be entertained. I've been bludgeoned with politics all day on TV, sometimes on this radio station, that at night I kind of want to relax and just enjoy some entertainment. Now, Jimmy Kimmel Live, I still think he's probably the closest to the old school late night talk shows. I love Jimmy. But I will tell you somebody that I've really discovered and have watched more on YouTube and clips from him is James Corden. I think he's fabulous.
With few exceptions,
okay.
I think he's too over the top for me. He's just a little too much for me.
It's more of an entertainment show than it is a talk show.
Yes.
I mean, he does sit down and interview people, but his karaoke, or whatever with
the
Paul
one
McCartney.
He did with Paul McCartney. Oh my God, I was crying through the whole thing.
Knocked out of the park, and I bet you that's the clip they show.
It could, yeah.
I bet you probably. Complete list of Emmy nominees could be found at Emmys.com, and the Emmy Awards will be broadcast Monday this year. First time in a long time, Monday.
So we'll be able to review next week.
We shall do that.
That'll be great.
We'll be right back.